From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 26th. 10 stories from overnight sourcing first, takes second. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu top, 7 killed, 9 Chinese workers missing in Russia gas complex fire. The fire, which broke out on Tuesday, August 25, was extinguished, the plant's press service said. Next, second, from Straits Times, 6 Chinese nationals among 7 killed in Russian gas plant fire. Moscow, 6 Chinese nationals were killed and 9 more are missing after a fire broke out at a gas chemical complex in Russia's far eastern Amur region, the plant said on August 26. A total of 7 people died, and 152 people were treated for injuries, including 36 who were rushed to hospitals, the plant said on the Telegram messaging app on August 26. The fire, which broke out on August 25, was extinguished, it added. An emergency services plane had arrived to transport the injured to other hospitals in Russia. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Top, Trump prepares next move as Canada trade war spirals video. And then, fourth, from the Dispatch, Trump's trade war with Canada is not about Canada. Turn any article into a podcast. Upgrade now to start listening. Members can share articles with friends and family to bypass the paywall. The leaders in Iran will agree to nothing. The leaders in Canada could agree to anything and it would not be enough. What should be understood is that the latter is, to some considerable degree, a consequence of the former. Poor Canada has been geopolitically upgraded from afterthought to distraction. Our polite friends to the north were better off when we USA-type Americans had forgotten they were there. Next, Russia is escalating hybrid attacks and Europe has no answer. Russia is increasing hybrid attacks like cyber strikes, armed drones, and arson against European countries supporting Ukraine, causing rising tensions and security concerns. Europe lacks a strong, proactive response and remains mostly defensive, encouraging Russia to test limits and escalate its campaign. European nations are preparing new sanctions and military aid for Ukraine, but Russia continues covert efforts to destabilize the West and weaken support for Kyiv. Fifth, from Straits Times. Up next. Sixth, from Straits Times. Swiss to vote on whether to tighten neutrality and peacetime cooperation with NATO. Zurich, August 26. Swiss voters will decide in a referendum next month whether to approve a more restrictive form of neutrality that would block their country from imposing economic sanctions or cooperating with NATO. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Top, Indian refiners widen oil search as attacks hurt Russian flows. Next, eighth, from Le Monde, and direct, Guerra en Ukraine, Les Derniers Informations. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. The incumbent Senator Dan S. Sullivan has condemned ex-school teacher Dan J. Sullivan, claiming he is running at the behest of Democrats to confuse supporters. Republican Senator Dan S. Sullivan will be joined on the November ballot in Alaska by a challenger with a nearly identical name from the same PA, RTY, election officials confirmed on Tuesday, adding a twist to what is expected to be one of the most hotly contested races of the midterms. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Up next, ninth, from The Guardian World, 2 Dan Sullivans to appear on Alaska's U.S. Senate ballot in November's midterm elections. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Top, Alibaba rallies as Jack Ma backs record share sale The China Show 8/26/2026. Bloomberg, The China Show is your definitive source for news and analysis on the world's second biggest economy. From politics and policy to tech and trends, Yvonne Mann and David Ingles give global investors unique insight, delivering in-depth discussions with the newsmakers who matter. Source, Bloomberg, that's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.